Earth Day and Household Hazardous Waste Day activities are set for this weekend at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Greg Smith serves as beautification director for the city of Monroe and will be assisting in coordinating the environmental effort. Greg, you know, it would seem this time of year when people are out more and in turn, whether by traveling or having an outdoor event, create more opportunities for littering. Earth Day activities emphasize the importance of cleanup efforts, and share on that aspect of what will be taking place this weekend.
It's our Hazardous Household Waste Day, and it's just what the name says. In your own household, or you put it into the waste stream. A lot of it is we're trying to keep it out of the waste stream. And what I mean is you get it put into the landfill or wherever, and then there's still a potential hazard there if it's not treated properly. And that's one of the main things that's going to take place with this. These various items that are brought in is that they're going to be treated properly rather than just put into the waste stream. It's going to start at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, and we're going to be at Malone and Brown Stadiums. They have a number of different stations that they're going to set up there for the various materials that are brought in. For instance, tires go into one place, refrigerators and other white goods, stoves like that go into another place. Paints will be either recycled or treated. Old oil cans and things like that can be also brought in. Old medical supplies that you may have. For instance, I know last year a number of people that had deaths in the family and they simply wanted to get rid of those old medications. And so those were brought in and there's a stop for that. So just about anything that you can imagine, you can bring in. Television sets, people are, of course, still in the transfer from the big old television sets,
right.
The old consoles and things, and now going into the smaller flat screen models, and those also should not go into the waste stream. So electronics, computers, things like that can also be brought in. So a variety of items can be brought in, and the idea is to keep them from going into the waste stream and landfill and get them properly treated.
I think it's interesting you point out tires, considering the news early this week, 186 tires in Kisatchie National Forest that somebody had thrown away there, just discarding them there.
What we're doing is it's household only. We don't want different dealers bringing their tires in, but five tires per household can be brought in. Of course, we want those off the rim. You can bring those in up to 20-inch tires can be brought in, as I said, five. And you talk about Kisatchie, but just here in the city of Monroe, we've collected thousands of tires in the past year. We have a problem with dealers that they're taking tires and then taking the old ones and just dumping them, finding dead-end streets and dumping them on the side of the road. So we're finding as many as 100 tires in a location. So it's a very bad problem. And then, of course, other people just simply take their old tires and throw them off in the ditches. That also creates a flooding hazard. You know, we have that situation, which is bad enough.
What are the guidelines? What should someone not bring?
Okay, what they should not bring is medical waste, that type of thing. Lead-based items is other things that we're trying to avoid because we don't have the facilities to treat those.
Greg Smith serves as beautification director for the city of Monroe and the Earth Day Household Hazardous Waste Day coming up this Saturday at the University of Louisiana Monroe's Brown and Malone Stadium. Greg, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.